Quand on approchait la rivière, on est pour...
Welcome to Voulez-vous chanter avec moi?
Hi everyone.
Hey everyone, I'm Erica.
And I'm Christella. Welcome to this week's extra show, Voulez-vous chanter avec moi?
We have a pretty hilarious song this week, like a 70s song. What's it called, Christella?
It's really funky. It's called Alexandrie.
Alexandra.
Hey. C'était parfait.
Hi, Christelle. Hi, Maury.
Hi, Christella.
We got the French pod guys in the house
oh,
today.
Yeah. Fan of funk music. Funk all the way.
This...
Can I go now?
Yeah, we got the whole French pod team doing this one. And Henri and I are here to keep Christelle and Christophe reined in because they get pretty nuts when it comes to this song.
Yeah, we do.
We need to watch them.
What's it called?
Alexandrie.
Alexandra.
Alexandra.
And who's it by?
Claude François.
Clo-Clo.
Okay, who's that? Tell us about him.
That's a French singer, and he's the like the king of French disco in the 70s.
Absolutely, and this song is really famous. I think we can also say that every French people knows the lyrics to this song.
Mm-hmm. Every single one.
And this is like that type of song that's going to come out in the clubs, right? That's where you're going to hear it.
Yeah, yeah. That's
in parties as well.
If you want to get some French people start dancing in a party, just put some Clo-Clo disc, and then everybody starts singing and dancing like they used to do in the 70s.
Mad.
Yeah, I can see that, because all we did was have to mention the name and you guys went nuts at the table.
Because not only about the music, just the dance as well.
Yeah.
Special choreography.
Claude François had several dancers dancing with him. They were called Les Claudettes, and they were dancing together, and it was so funny.
It was really funny.
Yeah, yeah, I saw a video before he came in, and it is hilarious. Mm-hmm. I really hope Earworld posted this time. Come on, Earworld. You have to post this one, because it is funny. Well, it's set in Alexandria, Egypt, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like the theme, it's
exotic.
There's going to be a lot of references to Egypt and Alexandria.
So how about we just play the first four lines and then we'll come back and explain them for you. Do-do-do-do.
Okay, let's do the translation of these fantastic lyrics.
Voile sur les filles.
All right, what does that mean, Omri?
It's veils on the chicks.
On the chicks, sur les filles.
No, on the girls, don't right. Say the chicks.
Okay, so just veils on the girls.
Barque sur le Nil.
Barque are like boats, right?
Yeah, yeah, rowing boats.
Sur le Nil.
On the Nil River.
Nile River.
Je suis dans ta vie.
I'm in your life.
Et... Je suis dans tes bras.
And I'm in your arms.
Oh!
Mm-hmm. See?
Okay, now let's listen to the next three lines.
Yeah.
Alexandra, Alexandrie, Alexandrie, où l'amour danse avec la nuit. J'ai plus d'appétit qu'un barracuda.
Barracuda!
I really like this part, I have to say. It's kind of poetic, because it says Alexandra, Alexandrie. So he's mentioning the name of that girl, Alexandra, and then the name of the city, Alexandria. Alexandrie, où l'amour danse avec la nuit.
Yeah, this is the most beautiful sentence in the song.
Yes, it is. Alexandria, where love dances with night.
Now, really, the next part is the most beautiful part of the song.
J'ai plus d'appétit.
Now, this is poetry.
J'ai plus d'appétit qu'un barracuda.
Barracuda!
I've got more of an appetite than a barracuda. Mm. What's a barracuda, Amory?
It's a big, big fish.
It eats you.
Yeah, that eats other fishes.
People.
People. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, when I was a little girl, like the French name for Mr. T was Barracuda on TV. So when I was listening to his song, I thought it was like, I've got more of an appetite than Mr. T.
Because his name on the A-Team, Barracuda, I think, or something.
Mm-hmm. Now I know.
It's kind of disappointing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
the more interesting of it is about Mr. T.
Yeah. Anyway.
So what is he going to say next?
Je boirai tout le Nil si tu ne me reviens pas. Je boirai tout le Nil si tu ne me retiens pas.
Okay, so I'll drink the whole Nile. What?
If you don't come back to me, si tu ne me reviens pas. Je boirai tout le Nil si tu ne me retiens pas. If you don't hold me back, I'll drink the whole Nile. That is some serious threatening.
This guy is such a smooth talker.
He is. Okay, let's listen to this now.
Je boirai tout le Nil si tu ne me retiens pas. Je boirai tout le Nil si tu ne me retiens pas. Alexandrie. Alexandrie. Alexandra. Alexandrie. Alexandrie où l'amour danse au fond des draps. Ce soir j'ai de la fièvre et toi tu meurs de froid.
All right, so let's hear some more about Alexandrie, the place, the city, right?
Alexandrie où l'amour danse au fond des draps.
Ou what? L'amour
danse au fond des draps.
It's dancing. Where? Amory?
So love is dancing at the bottom of the sheets of the bed.
How do you say that? How do you translate this one?
I guess pretty much like that, really.
Yeah, love.
But, you know, like draps, can that also be like veil, like for the women?
No.
Okay, well.
Nice try, Erica.
This is happening in a bed.
Yeah. Okay, okay. So, ce soir, what?
Ce soir, j'ai de la fièvre et toi, tu meurs de froid.
Tonight, I have a fever and you're dying from cold.
Let me warm you up.
Alexandra fever.
Okay, now the song gets more
poetic.
Yeah, we get some visions of Alexandria.
So yeah, he's talking about the city now, Alexandrie.
Alexandria, as you know, is a harbor on the Mediterranean Sea. So the sirens of the boat coming in at the harbor.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what does he say? What's his line?
Les sirènes du port d'Alexandrie.
What?
Chante encore la même mélodie.
Still sing the same melody.
Yeah.
So it's like the whole city is
singing
together. Now, in French, the word sirène, is it like also in English sirens, like from the Greek myth?
Yes.
Like women who are enchanting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And then comes the lighthouse, the famous lighthouse of Alexandria. It's no longer there.
The city is still there, but no longer the lighthouse.
Okay, what does he say?
La lumière du phare d'Alexandrie.
So the phare is the lighthouse, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which was one of the seven wonders of the ancient world.
Fait naufrager les papillons de ma jeunesse.
Nothing to say.
Okay, I'll just literally translate it and then you guys explain
Maybe if
it.
You could, yeah.
Okay, so the light from the lighthouse of Alexandria makes the butterflies of my youth sink. Fait naufrager
les papillons
de ma jeunesse.
Exactly.
So what's that mean? I get it.
So probably he spent some time during his youth in Alexandria and he was maybe watching those boats that he compares to the butterflies now, attracted by the lighthouse.
To me, les papillons de ma jeunesse is like the craziness of youth that has been attracted by this city and that drive him mad or something.
Yeah, no, man, no. They're just the boats of his youth.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, well, what do you think?
Okay.
Okay. This next part is the repeat.
Yeah.
How's it go?
Ah. Ah.
Voile sur les filles. Barque sur le Nil.
Ah.
Je suis dans ta vie. Je suis dans tes draps.
Qu'est-ce qu'il dit?
And then
Alexandrie, tout commence et tout fini.
So before, this is different from the last time, right?
Yeah.
So Alexandrie, where everything starts and everything finishes.
Mm-hmm. And then here again, it says, j'ai plus d'appétit qu'un barracuda.
Barracuda.
Okay, let's listen to the next couple lines.
Je te mangerai cru si tu ne me retiens pas. Je te mangerai cru si tu ne me retiens pas.
So just like before, he's gonna
threaten.
Yeah, if she doesn't hold him back or make him come back. But this time, instead of drinking the Nile, what's he gonna do?
Je te mangerai cru.
What does it mean, Omri?
Je te mangerai cru.
Yeah.
I'm gonna eat you raw.
Yeah.
That's gross.
I'm gonna eat you up.
That's romantic.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It's beautiful. Okay, so
it sounds better in French than in English, I'm saying.
Yeah, of course, I'm worried. Absolutely.
Je te mangerai cru. Alors.
Okay, so the rest is pretty much the same, right?
Yeah, but still.
A lot of repeating the same thing. So this is a song all French people know, right?
Yeah, because this guy, Claude François, is a legend.
He is.
Mm-hmm. He has everything from a legend. He was popular, famous, sexy, and he died young.
Yeah, he died at, what, like 39, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 39.
Long time ago.
Accident.
But I still got loads of fans.
Yeah.
Well, of course.
And the big thing about Claude François, I think it's the same with Elvis in the US. He has a lot of impersonators.
So people get married by impersonators of this guy.
No. That's an American thing. We don't do that.
But they just sing and dance like him and dress like him and pretend to be him.
Uh-huh. They're like, to get paid to do that or because they're obsessed with him?
Both. Okay. And there's a great movie that was shot, I think, 5 years ago or something called Podium. And that's a very, very funny movie about one of these guys that lives his life like Claude François, that has his Claudette and has his band and is going on tour and everything.
Well, we really hope you like the show this week. And we also hope you're going to look at his videos, learn the choreographies, dance along. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, if you can film yourself doing these choreographies.
And post the videos on the website, frenchpod.com.
Please do.
We would love it.
We might do it, no? Amory, would you dance for me?
Of course not.
Christophe and Amory, of course, are going to be my Claudette. Bye, everyone.
Merci, au revoir.
Au revoir.
See you next week.